Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into a jungle warfare snare snap flip from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and then turning that snare into a bassline weapon that can actually live inside a dark DNB drop. This is not just about making a snare hit harder. We're going to build a hybrid sound that has transient, crack, body, and a little bit of tonal movement, so it can function like a call and response element with your bassline. Think of it as part snare, part stab, part rhythmic bass accent. That's the vibe. First, set your project up properly. Start at 174 BPM, 4/4, and think improper DNB phrase blocks from the beginning. Create three tracks, one for drums, one for the snare snap flip, and one for bass. Leave yourself around -6 dB of headroom on the master while you work. That gives you space later for saturation, compression, and low-end movement without the whole mix falling apart. Now put in a simple guide pattern. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, and add a basic hat or break loop for context. This matters more than people think. A snare designed in isolation can sound exciting on its own, but once it's in a real drum and bass groove, it needs to make sense rhythmically and sonically. Next, build the raw snare source using stock Ableton tools. The easiest advanced route is drum rack, because it lets you layer and process cleanly. Start with a tight snare sample as your main layer, then add a short click or rim layer for attack, and a very short noise layer for air. If you're using simpler, put it in classic or one-shot mode and shorten the decay so the snare behaves like a controlled impulse rather than a long percussion hit. The goal here is a snare with a really clear front edge and a short, controllable body. That gives you the best raw material for a snap flip, because once we start resampling, saturating, and filtering, we don't want a messy tail smearing everything. Now shape it. On the snare track, add drum bus, saturator, EQ8, and maybe glue compressor if needed. Start with drum bus drive somewhere around 5-15%, keep boom off or barely on, and push transient by about 10-30 to help the front crack. Then add a little saturator drive, maybe 2-6 dB, just enough to thicken it and give it attitude. With EQ8, high pass somewhere around 120-180 Hz so the snare stays out of the subzone. If it sounds boxy, dip around 300-500 Hz. If you need more bite, give a gentle boost somewhere around 2.5-5 kHz. And if it gets too sharp, don't destroy the whole top end. Just make a narrow cut around 6-8 kHz. In jungle and dark DNB, you want bite, not brittle fizz. Now print it. Route the processed snare to a new audio track and record a few bars. This is where the flip starts becoming its own thing. Once you've got a clean recorded hit, trim it tightly to the transient, shave the tail if needed, and test a few microshifts by nudging it a few milliseconds either way. That tiny timing adjustment can make the hit feel more aggressive or more laid back. Then load that recorded audio into simpler on your snare snap flip track. If you want rhythmic re-triggering, use slice. If you want direct playback, use one shot. Tighten the start point so the transient is immediate, turn glide off, and only use filtering if the top end is too spiky. Now pitch it. Try dropping it by 2-5 semitones if you want a darker, bassiner snap, or raising it by 1-3 semitones if you want more tension and bite. At this point, the sound should start to feel less like a regular snare and more like a tiny bass stab, with percussive identity. That's exactly where we want it. Now we turn it into a phrase, not just a one-shot. Program a 1 or 2 bar MIDI pattern with the snap on offbeats or syncopated spots. Let it answer the bass line instead of sitting on top of everything. For example, try placing the snap on the end of 2, or the A of 3 into 4, or use a little double hit roll at the end of a phrase for tension. Use velocity creatively. Make the main snap hit stronger, keep ghost snaps low, and let accents really punch. You can also use a small auto filter move to give it more motion. A low pass or band pass with a bit of envelope amount can make the snap feel more tonal and more alive. Here's the big DNB trick. Place the snap opposite the bassline's strongest note. If your bass hits hard on beat 1, let the snap answer on beat 2. If the bassline has a rhythmic gap, fill that space. This is where the sound becomes more than a drum. It becomes conversation. That call and response energy is huge in jungle, rollers, and neuro-influenced writing. Now let's give it movement. Add auto filter, echo or delay, and maybe a touch of redux. If you want something more industrial, you can try corpus, but use it sparingly. Keep the modulation subtle. We are not trying to wash this out into an effect tail. We want slight instability, a little grit, and a sense that the sound is breathing. A slow sync telefo on the filter, maybe at 1/8 or 1/4, can keep it moving. Short echo feedback around 10 to 25% can add a rhythmic smear, but filter the return so it doesn't clutter the low end. Redux should stay very light. If the snap becomes too static, automate the filter cutoff, saturation drive, reverb send, or sample transpose at section changes. This is especially powerful over 8-bar phrasing. Keep the first 6 bars controlled, then increase movement in bars 7 and 8 so the listener feels the section turning over. That's proper arrangement thinking. Now test it against proper low-end elements. Add a sub track and a res layer. Keep the sub centered and mono below about 120 Hz. On the snap flip, high pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't compete with the bass. If there's a resonant fundamental in the snap, tune it so it complements the bass line rather than fighting it. Sometimes slightly above the root works better, sometimes a fifth gives you more tension. Trust your ears here. The key is separation. The sub should be stable and dominant in the low end, while the snare flip lives in the low-mid impact zone. That's where the energy and aggression sit without muddying the bottom. Now arrange it like a Riedel D&B track, not just a loop. Think in 16-bar blocks. Bars 1 to 4 establish the core groove. Bars 5 to 8 bring in the snare flip as a response. Bars 9 to 12 get denser with ghost notes and variations. Bars 13 to 16 strip something away and then hit harder into the next phrase. Use automation to make that happen. Move reverb or delay sends. Change saturation intensity. Automate pitch for a winding up effect, and sweep the filter for tension and release. A good idea is to make bar 4, 8, 12, or 16 do a bit more work than the others. That's where you can use reverse swells, double time snap rolls, or a stronger final hit to push into the next section. After that, group the snare flip layers into a bus and glue them lightly. A touch of glue compressor, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, plus some EQ to tame harshness or resonances, is usually enough. Maybe a tiny bit of saturator for cohesion, but don't overcompress it. The whole point of this technique is that snap. If you squash it too much, the personality disappears. And while you're checking the mix, ask a few important questions. Does it hold up in mono? Does it still cut through when the res comes in? Can you hear it at low volume? If it only works when loud, it probably depends too much on top-end fizz or stereo smear. Also check whether the sound is stepping on the kick. In drum and bass, that balance matters a lot. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the snare too long. Don't let it fight the sub. Don't overdo the reverb. Don't distort the transient until it turns to dust. And don't ignore pitch relationship. Even if it's not a melodic sound, tuning matters. A snap that belongs to the key always feels more intentional. Here's a pro move. Print variations early. Once you find one version that works, resample a few alternatives with different pitch, filter, and decay settings. That gives you options for arrangement later without having to redesign the sound from scratch. Another strong variation is to split the hit into layers by function. One layer gives you attack, one layer gives you body, and one layer gives you movement. Don't try to make one sample do everything, because that usually leads to mud or brittleness. You can even make one version clean and dry, another version darker and pitch shifted, and another version more resonant or distorted. That way the snare flip becomes a toolkit, not just a single sound. Also, think about using it as punctuation. The best hybrid hits in advanced D&B often work, because they say something at the end of a musical sentence. Put them at phrase endings, before drop resets, or across the seam between break edits. That's where they can really feel like a signature move. So here is the recap. Start with a tight snare source. Shape it with drum bus, saturator, EQ8, and simpler. Resample early, pitch and filter it into a hybrid hit. Put it into a rhythmic roll so it answers the bass line. Keep the sub mono and clear. Arrange it across 8 and 16 bar phrases so it creates tension, variation, and lift. If you can make the snare snap feel like it belongs to both the drum kit and the bass line, you're operating at a serious D&B level. And once you've got that weapon built, you can use it for fills, turnarounds, drop accents, and proper jungle warfare energy throughout the track.